This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd at the 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. We are at the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Sydney takes on Butler on the road in a big MVL clash tonight. Huge game. It's showdown time. The Sydney boys, 12-3 in the MVL, first in the Valley Division against Butler. 13-2 and first in the Miami Division, half game ahead of Tip. These two clubs have lost only six times all year between them. Butler 14-3 overall. Sydney 13-3. Should be a close encounter right down to the wire. It's even more interesting tonight because Vandalia Butler was upset on Tuesday, 62-60 here at the SAC. Virginia, Sydney beat Pickwood that night 55-42. Thus, Butler's lead in its division of the MVL is down to one half game over Tip. Sydney sits much more comfortably atop the standings in the other division in the MVL. Although these two clubs are battling for supremacy in the Miami Valley League, that is for sure. First meeting between the two, Butler won it at Sydney 63-52. The visitors kept that game close because of horrible free throw shooting. Aviators missed 18. Standout post player Julius Rusk poured in 21 to lead Butler that night. Charlie Neely and TJ Green added 14 and 12 respectively. Butler shot nearly 50% from the floor in that 11-point triumph over Sydney. I'll let you know right now that Charlie Neely, who averages about 10 points a game and shoots threes at a 40% clip, is out. That's the word we just got 10 minutes or two ago from Butler officials. Charlie Neely not playing in this game this evening. We'll see if that holds true. But I was delivered that info by a credible source. Neely not playing tonight for Vandalia Butler. He'll be missed. He's a fine outside shooter. Helps run the attack. Azon Steele paced Sydney with 15 in that earlier meeting with Vandalia Butler, but he was just one of seven on threes. He'll need to step it up tonight. Jace Daniel tallied 12 points. Ethan New hit 3 of 4 behind the arc in that Sydney loss to Butler. Keep in mind, I think four times, Chuck, in the last 8 or 9 years, the visiting team has won this matchup. They play two every year in the MVL. And I think half the time, about every other season over the past decade, Butler wins at Sydney. Sydney wins at Butler. By the way, I didn't introduce ourselves, I don't think. I'm Jack along with Chuck.
Here, I'll be Chuck.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, I know this is a tough place to come and play because of the backgrounds, also because of the talent that Butler normally has. Tonight, Sydney, this is a game that Sydney can win.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to come out, get a good start, get some confidence, and they got a good chance of winning this.
Julius Rusk is averaging 11-12, the big man in the middle for Butler, 6'4", clears out space, lengthy arms, broad-shouldered, plays like he's 6'6", 6'7".
Offensive lineman.
Yes, very good football player. Linebacker, plays in the line of scrimmage, does it all. But he scored 35
on Tuesday against Xenia, and Butler lost.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that tells you. Yeah, what it says is that if Butler's got some weaknesses on the floor, and if Butler doesn't shore things up from Tuesday and Sydney holds Rusk down to 15 to 20, Sydney can very surely win this basketball game. Yellow Jackets have got to shoot the three pretty well. Don't have to be 50% behind the arc, but I'll take 8 for 20 tonight or 7 for 18, something like that. When you look down through the stats of these two clubs, I see a big separation at the free throw line. 18 missed free throws, as I alluded several minutes ago, by Butler against Sydney in the first meeting this year. Butler only 50% of the stripe on the whole season. Sydney at 65. That can come back to haunt you in a tight game. And here lately, it's haunted Vandalia Butler.
Well, I used to be able to shoot 50% with my eyes closed after practice. I used to practice. So yeah. There's no reason that a basketball team of this caliber should shoot free throws that poorly.
Well, Butler's lost three of its last four on Saturday, January 18th to Northmont, 60-53. On Tuesday, January 21st to Troy, 60-52. Beat Piqua last Friday by a score of 65-41. Was beaten by Xenia, major upset. Xenia's fifth win of the year happened on Tuesday right here at the Student Activity Center, 62-60. Sydney, the foe tonight for Butler. Meanwhile, the Jackets playing better than Butler right now. Yellow Jackets need to keep the momentum going and take this game here tonight on the road. Sydney beat Piqua 55-42 on Tuesday. Won at home against Fairborn on the 24th of January by a score of 63-42. Yellow Jackets did stub their toe against West Carrollton at home on January 21st by a final score of 73-66. Key to this game tonight will be spurts. You'll see an ebb and flow all night long. 6 points in a row, Sydney. 5 points in a row, Vandalia Butler. The team that can manage those spurts defensively, keep them to a minimum, will be in position to win this game in the fourth quarter. Head coach John Willoughby for the Sydney Yellow Jackets is in year 9 here. He was at Houston for 30. Yeah. He was a collegiate guard, and his Sydney clubs, Chuck, are very good at guard-oriented. The quarterbacks always run the show on the perimeter, and that could spell the difference in this game this evening, the guard play of the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
You're right, and just to make an observation, John Willoughby, coaching for 39 years, he still looks like he's 40. So I don't know if the genetics are awfully good for that man, but he never ages.
Yeah, 39 years of coaching, and he's only 39 still.
Not bad.
We expect to have a lot of fun here tonight at Butler. Already are. JV game. Sydney's on the short end of a 39-27 count. 4 minutes left here in the fourth. We'll return with more from here at the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Sydney on the road against the Aviators here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Vandalia. 10-point game, our JV tilt. Minute 30 left in the fourth. Aviators 43, Yellow Jackets 33. Several minutes ago, we alluded to John Willoughby, head coach at Sydney, 39 years coaching, 30 at Houston, 9 at Sydney. Third year coaching Vandalia is Andy Holderman, head coach of the Butler boys, previously a point guard at Wright State in the 1990s, averaged about 11 points a game.
I remember.
Folks around town are saying that coaching here at Butler now has some sparkle to it once again. Remember the name Ray Zawadzki, Chuck? I didn't know how to spell it, but I knew he was a great coach.
Well, I'll tell you what, I coached at Pickwell for a lot of the years that Coach Zawadzki was here. We had Dave Zeller, so it was the Battle of the Z's, and boy, we had some up and down, knockdown battles with them. They were really good. Pickwell was really good back then, and it was fun.
I like that, the Battle of the Z's.
And the place was packed. Every time you played, I mean, not like the 200 people that are here tonight, the place was packed.
Miami Valley League standings look like this. In the Valley, Sydney has a 12-3 mark. West Carrollton 9-5. Yellow Jackets with a two-game lead over West Carrollton, which beat Greenville on Tuesday night 68-51, while Sydney was defeating Pickwa 55-42. Stebbins, Xenia, Fairborn, all with four wins in the Valley, follow third, fourth, and fifth. In the Miami division of the MVL, And Butler's at 13-2. Tip at 12-2. Troy 10-5. Greenville and Pickwood, 2 wins and 1 win, respectively. I might note that both Butler and Sidney have away contest remaining with Tip. Both Aviators and Yellow Jackets take on the Red Devils away from home in contests on their slates.
We saw Tip City at up at Fort Laramie on Martin Luther King Day.
Liked him.
And, yeah, that's a nice basketball team.
This is how up and down it's been in the region in high school basketball this year, both boys and girls. We watched Tip look very good, beat Minster by 8 or 10. Versailles, a couple, 3 weeks before that, ran Tip out of the gym.
I know.
And when... when Versailles played Minster, Minster won that game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Minster beats Versailles. Versailles beats Tip. Tip beats Minster. That's the way it's gone all season long. Predictably unpredictable. That's how I term it.
Well, I mean, basketball is a odd sport. It's a little different than football. It does bounce true because it's round. But other than that, I mean, the basketball around here is very good. It's tough to win on the road. You just got to be prepared every night.
Hey, if the ball bounces true, why was I only a 47% free throw shooter?
Well, that I can't help you with. If I watched that, probably the first thing I'd do is pull your elbow in. I guarantee you do the chicken wing when you shoot it.
Hey, we are going to keep in touch tonight on that Botkins-Jackson Center game at the Tigers Gym, the Habitat of the Cat. That's a good contest out in the county. Second place on the line in the SCAL. Botkins has lost 2, sits behind Rushi. Jackson Center's lost 3, a game behind Botkins. And Botkins has a contest remaining with Rushi next Friday. Jackson Center's played Rushi twice. So the winner of that game tonight at Jackson Center between Botkins and the Tigers has the best angle to get second place behind Rushi in the SCAL on the boys' side.
Absolutely. And the way they're doing the seeding this year, you need to win them all. It doesn't matter who you play. All they look at is wins, kind of like the football committee. But that's what they look at. So you got to keep winning.
Hey, don't get me started on the seeding in the RPI, which is awarding too much wins over close losses and weak schedules and victories over tougher schedules and some wins and a few losses here and there. I'm not totally understanding it. There might have been some hiccups in the coaches doing it, but I kind of liked it when the coaches did it and they were forthright and out in front with their voting in a room.
That's exactly how it used to be.
Yeah. And Sunday afternoon, everybody knew how everybody voted.
But, and you seated right there that night or that afternoon. Everybody else drew a pill. If you drew the number one pill, you got to go on the board opposite the teams you didn't want to play. If you drew the last pill, you were playing the number one seed. But at least it was random. It's not, they don't take and just make totally horrible first-round basketball games.
A girls' draw is Sunday. A week from Sunday, the boys' tournament draw. JV game still not over. 50 seconds left, 44-37. Vandalia Butler leads Sidney in our JV contest. Like for you to know that other games around the MVL tonight include Fairborn at Greenville, Tippecanoe is at Pickwa, Stebbins hosts Senior, and Troy entertains West Carrollton. That will be a very good game at the Trojans Gym tonight, West Carrollton and Troy. We'll return with more. We'll take a little deeper look at the stats on these two clubs, Sidney and Vandalia Butler, when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Oldhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3000. 3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The junior varsity game is in the books here at Vandalia Butler. Final score was 49-39, I believe. Vandalia Butler over Sydney. The score on the board just erased. and they put 20 minutes, not 15, 20 minutes on the clock between contests here tonight, the preliminary game and the varsity tilt. So we're still a good 20 minutes away from the opening tip. The recipe for success tonight for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. We'll take a look at that box score on Tuesday against Piqua. I like this. Sydney shot threes, 3 percentage points better than the Yellow Jackets shot twos on Tuesday night against Piqua. 44% behind the arc, 11 for 25, 6 for 9 at the free throw line. Azon Steele was 4 of 9 on threes. Ethan New, 2 of 2. Julius Bradley missed his 2 3-point efforts. Caleb Lee was 1 of 2. Jace Daniel, 3 of 8. Tanner Snyder, 1 of 1 off the bench. And that will pave the way to victory, no doubt about it. That's the recipe for success this evening. Obviously, Butler will defend better tonight. There's so much more riding on this game for Butler than it was for Piqua on Tuesday. But Sydney's been shooting it well from distance, and that's going to be key. Other than Julius Rusk at 6'4", we don't have big players on this floor tonight between these two clubs.
No,
it's
not at all.
Two fairly small units will go at it. Steele poured in 17 on Tuesday. Daniel added 13, Spradling 11. As Sydney defeated Piqua by a score of 55-42. What the Yellow Jackets don't want to give up tonight is 35 to Rusk, which he hammered home on Tuesday in a game that Butler lost somehow, some way, 62-60. When Rusk scored 35 of the 60 points, I'm not sure how you lose that. Nobody else showed up for Butler. Rusk was 13 of 24 from the floor, 9 of 14 from the line. He had 14 offensive rebounds, Chuck, and Butler still got beat. I tell you what, next time he gets 14 rebounds, Butler's going to win by 10 or 15 points.
No doubt about it. What did they shoot from the free throw line as a team?
They were about 60% on Tuesday was Butler, but it's a 50% club on the year.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's you got a kid who scores 35, but if you don't shoot free throws well, you know, I mean, we watched Anna on last night, and they won easy, but they could have won by 35 points if they would have made free throws.
No question. Butler's lost 3 of 4 in a swoon. These two clubs, to some degree, going opposite directions. We'll see what this head-to-head collision means tonight. You can bet Butler will be fired up. The word is, though, that Charlie Neely, very good guard for Butler, is not going to play. Understand that Jackson Center and Botkins have tipped at the Habitat of the Cat. We will keep you abreast of that big game out in the county tonight between the Botkins Trojans and the Jackson Center Tigers. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we follow Jackson Center to Minster. A lot of athletes on the court tomorrow night, Chuck. As you noted last evening, Jackson Center and Minster will run up and down the floor at the Minster Gym. We'll see how those two clubs respond tomorrow night after league games this evening. By the way, Versailles is hosting Delta St. John's tonight and then comes right back and entertains Rushi tomorrow night. Versailles has them at home, but what a double weekend is that for the Versailles Tigers.
Well, they're going to have to play well. And I'll tell you, I mean, if you play at home but the other team's a lot better than you, it doesn't really help that much.
Hey, stick around. We've got starting lineups, opening tip coming up in about 12 minutes or so. It's Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing. The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, setup to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers you that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Well, for these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. For Sydney, the big three need double digits. Azon Steele, Julius Spradling, and Jace Daniel, averaging 17, 13, 16 respectively. All three need double digits in order for Sydney to win this game, and the Yellow Jackets simply cannot allow Julius Rusk to get 25 shots around the basket. That's what he got in the game this past Tuesday against the Xenia Buccaneers. Somehow, some way, Butler did lose that game, but if Russ gets 25 more shots here tonight, you can bet Butler will be on the winning side. Those are key components of tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs, Sydney and Vandalia Butler. Remember, the finest indoor systems from Francis Schulte and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with a exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. On the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Office. A happy retirement to Chris North, who departed in 2024. Shelby County Veterans Services here with us on scoresbroadcast.com for about the 13th year now. In fact, this month marks our 20th calendar year of broadcasting Upper Miami Valley High School sports on scoresbroadcast.com. And for the majority of those two decades, the Shelby County Veterans Services Office has been with us. Located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney, the Shelby County Veterans Services offer a variety of services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services do include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. And for more info, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans. That's Veterans Plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Thanks so much to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call to financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Wisebridge Wealth Management, Russell Road in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, plus Social Security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. We've got more from here at Vandalia Butler in just a few minutes. Starting lineups next. Opening tip coming up. Sydney on the road at Vandalia Butler in a crucial Miami Valley League contest tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Here are your tentative starting lineups for the home team, the Vandalia Butler Aviators. We expect that the Moore brothers, Toby Moore Jr. and Tamari Moore, at 5 and 7 points a game respectively, will be in the opening five. And Charlie Neely, a 6 foot junior, 42% 3-point shooter, 9.2 points a game, is out and will not see action. I'm expecting that to hold true. Other starters, Julius Rusk, 13 points a game, nearly 8 rebounds. He is a 49% shooter from the floor. Rusk, a 6'4 junior post player. Kellen Vandervoort, 6'1 senior start, 6.3 a game. And TJ Green, a 5'9 senior guard out front. He is a dozen per contest, 16 for 54 on the year from 3-point land. That's the opening five for Vandalia Butler. And it is not a big club by any stretch, Chuck. Rusk is 6'4". Everybody else is 6 feet tall or shorter in the starting five.
Yep, and I'm looking down there. Neely is not dressed. So
okay.
He will not be in there.
Sydney Yellow Jackets will open up with Azon Steele, 5'10", senior guard, 17 a game. Ethan New at a wing, 6'2" senior, 8 rebounds, 6 points per contest, 33% on threes. Julius Spradling out front, 5'10" senior, couple of steals a game, 13 points per tilt. Caleb Lee starts, sophomore, 6'1", 40% behind the arc, 6 points a game. And Jace Daniels, 16 per outing, 39% on triple, 6'2", senior guard is Jace Daniels. Andy Holderman, head coach, Vandalia Butler, and John Willoughby, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Really look forward to seeing John do his thing again. I tell you what, he doesn't blow his steam off, and when he does, he blows his top, and he lets the officials know all about it.
Yep, I'll tell you what, I have never seen him go off when he legitimately didn't have a reason.
That's good,
I will say that.
Yeah, good point, good point. Recognize this officiating crew, at least two of the three. A lot of experience among the three officials working this game here tonight. Like to let you know here on Scores Broadcast about the Cutaway Styling Salon located in Fort Loramie. Cutaway is on Elm Street, 15 Elm Street to be exact. Cutaway Styling Salon, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to F&M Bank. Are you dreaming of owning a home? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Stop by your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana and ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. It's closer than you think. Visit fmbank.com. That's fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. That's F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. We've got the opening tip in just a couple of minutes. It's Sydney away from home here at Vandalia Butler in a big MVL clash tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
But before our opening tip here tonight, a word for you from Barker Insurance, which has served the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years. Barker has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program just for you. At Barker, we represent firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. We are located north of Sydney on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, located in Sydney, technically just north of I-75 on 25A. Phone 937-492-1857 for Barker Insurance. Update on a score at Jackson Center out in the county tonight in SCAL action. Jackson Center 15, Bodkins 13 after the first 8 minutes of that contest at the Tigers gym. Should be a close encounter right down to the wire, just like this one here tonight between Sydney and Vandalia Butler. Awaiting the formal public address introduction of the Vandalia Butler starters. A lot of fanfare, dramatics, a big over-the-head video going on. We'll check out for a commercial break and then return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, we are your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in South Main in Fort Loramie. We have truly gone local. You see, we now offer on our shelves exactly what you want. We have found out from you, the customer, the products you would like to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Loramie. So we now offer you Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Winner's Meats, and Weaver's Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, is your new community go-to store. Piping hot coffee, variety of soft drinks, and a hot deli substation, too. Game starts with Vandalia Butler winning the opening tip, and quickly the Aviators. Tamari Moore, a hot shot guard, fires in a two. He was straddling the arc in the right corner. He buried a deuce right off the opening tip. New counters for Sydney. Top of the circle, a triple, hits the heel, and then it's batted out of bounds by Butler. Sydney throws in below the basket. Quick start. Butler draws first blood and leads 2-0 in the opening 33 seconds. Sydney inbounding right of the rim. It is Jace Daniel pitching on the arc to steal. Ball thrown middle floor to Caleb Lee, who twists and turns, goes underneath, can't get it to fall. Stick back, five-footer, good by New. Directly in front of the rim, Ethan New drains a short two-pointer. Game tied, a bucket each. A minute gone, opening period. Vandalia Butler, the home white. Aviators in gold and purple across the chest. Here is Rusk, top of the circle with the ball for Vandalia Butler, and he shows his mobility. The big man, 6'4", outstanding football player, put it on the deck and tried to barrel between two Yellow Jackets who wrapped him up and tackled him at the three-yard line.
He got the ball up on the rim, but I didn't have a chance of going in, but he got to the free throw line.
Uh-huh. Couple of free throws for Rusk. Swish. He hits it, and it's 3-2 Butler. Played a minute seven here of the opening quarter. Second shot by Rusk. One bounce up and no good. It is off the back frame. Skying for the board for Sydney was Jace Daniel up the floor to steal. 3-2 Butler, 6:40 left, opening quarter of play. Head of the key, steal on the bounce. Throws left corner to Julius Spradling. Back to steal. Puts a pass in the lane for Lee. It is off the mark. Out of bounds to Butler. Butler commits about 13 turnovers a game. Sydney, 10.5. And Yellow Jackets just coughed one up right there. Here is Butler inbounding. Pressure applied to Sydney. And Coach Holderman for Vandalia Butler says, and that was a five-second call in about 3.5 seconds.
Well, it was, but he had a guy wide open, and he didn't throw him the ball.
Exactly right. Here is Sydney, big double team, top of the circle. Jace Daniel finds New. Now Lee, left corner. He doesn't take the shot. Butler with good pressure defense all over the floor. Sydney can't get any breathing room. And the Yellow Jackets bounce the ball into trouble, and Russ steals. Look at him go down the floor, whipping his way to the rim. Blazed a trail to the basket and blew the left-handed layup. Sydney storms the other way, pulling up a steal, top of the circle, three try, clangs off the iron, rebound Butler. 3-2, Sydney trails, 5:54 to go opening period. Rusk in the left corner for Butler. Pitches it cross court to the three-point shooter. It's arched up there by T.J. Green. It rims, and Sydney snatches the rebound. Good board work with Spradling, who gets a screen, top of the circle from New. Hands it off to Steele, to New, to Steele, back to New, sets up, shoots the three, it's online, it is in and out, tough break. Rebound down to Butler. Toby Moore, Jr., top of the circle, looks outside the arc to the right, to Tamari Moore, his brother. Tamari drives, baseline right, nearly palmed it, threw it in the lane to Rusk. It's bobbled all around, and it hits the backboard. Rusk gets it off the glass and scores. That's what he'll do. He is very tenacious and persistent on the inside. 5-2, Butler, 4:58 to go here in the first quarter of play. Spradling on the arc for Sydney. Lee at the high post. Lee catches back to the basket. Goes right flank to Steele. Dribbles into the lane. Oh, he's hemmed in. Sydney having trouble penetrating this very tight Butler man-to-man defense. It is stingy. Here's Lee. He's roaming free underneath the basket. Got away from a couple Butler players and swooped in under the arm of Ruskin. Scored. Nice field goal by Caleb Lee. 5-4 Butler. 4:24 to go first quarter. Dribble drive Butler. And it is Kellen Vandervoort into the paint area. He took the ball at midcourt, sprinted to the rim, got away with a walk, might have traveled. Head coach John Willoughby's got a case. It's ruled a foul on Sydney. Jacket fans don't like it.
Looked like a pretty clean block to me.
Yes, I thought it was all ball, but shooting a couple of free throws is Vandervoort, and he connects at the stripe. Second one coming.
That was Lee's second foul.
That hurts. 6-4. Butler leads it. Make it 7-4. Butler on top with 4:22 left in the opening quarter. Sydney Yellow Jackets have made a change. We'll pick it up for you momentarily. Dribble drive, Julius Spradling down the right side of the paint. Ball bounced away from him. Butler touched it. It rolls away out of bounds. Julius says, I didn't touch it last, but the official gives it to Butler.
Now he got himself in an awkward spot, and he caused the turnover by getting to the wrong place.
Here is Rusk for Vandega Butler. Oh, my goodness. He picked up a loose ball. The two guards fumbled it. Rusk got it 25 feet away. He stormed to the rim. Wow, herky-jerky move in the lane by Julius Rusk. Boy, he's a player. Here's a falling down three ball by Sydney. It is no good. Player hits the deck for the Yellow Jackets. Shot came up short, and a foul was called on the play against Sydney.
That's a flop warning.
Ah.
If he gets a second one, it's a T. So, I'm not sure he flopped. I mean, he had no place to land.
Yeah, we've seen some curious calls already in the first 4 minutes plus of this game. It is 9-4. Butler off to a very good start. Julius Rusk has stolen the show. He's in the lane area, back to the basket, triple team. Gives it up out on the arc. Yellow Jackets now have Tanner Snyder in, 6'2 senior. There's a bad pass for Rusk, picked off on the play by New. Outlet to Spradling, driving, shooting, a one-hander. It grazes the iron, comes right back to Spradling, who puts it in. Nice play by Julius.
Good job staying with it.
9-6, Butler with 3. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Here's Sydney pressing. Butler beats it. And pulling up and shooting the J from the foul line is Tamari Moore. In and out, no good. Rebound Spradling of Sydney. He darts down the floor, gives it to Steele. One heck of a matchup there. Tamari Moore against Azon Steele, who tries to drive and beat him. It's short on the shot. Rebound by Butler. Oh, what a play. Kellen Vandervoort took the ball 70 feet from the rim, and he made a mad dash the other way and scored on a driving layup. 11-6 Butler. 2:28 to go first quarter. Butler's harassing defense in the half court has spelled trouble for Sydney, which can't find much breathing room. Spradling on the arc. Finds an open player down low. It's Daniel. Reverse layup short. Butler got it. Butler to midcourt. It's T.J. Green. Splits a couple defenders. Here's a teardrop in the lane off the heel. Rebound taken down by Sydney. Fine board work there by Daniel. He romps up the floor, leaves it behind him to Steele. Steele dribbles right corner. Being checked on the play by Tamari Moore. Steele into the lane. Tries to loop a pass down low. Spradling got it. Shot it. Blocked on the play by Rusk. It's loose. Ball at midcourt. Fumbled away by both teams. Butler gets it back. Vandervoort to the rim. He took two or three steps en route to a field goal. Wipe away the basket. No hoop for Butler. Good call by the referees.
Yeah, that was a Euro step that finally got called.
And that was a Euro step that went all the way across Europe.
Oh, yeah. He got into Asia a little bit.
11-6 Aviators. Minute 36 to go here in the first quarter. Sydney wants to find some offense. Butler's man-to-man D is charged up. It is sticky. Spradling at the elbow on the right, can't shoot. Three-pointer by Steele. A long one. Bombs away. Good. He's on Steele from downtown. 11-9. Aviators but two. a minute 14 to go first quarter. Midcourt, T.J. Green for Butler, wearing those shiny neon pink tennies with shiny lime green shoestrings. You can't miss him.
I'm afraid maybe the kid might be blind.
On the bounce, it's Green. Right wing gives it up on the play to Seth Blakely, who's checked in. A 5'10 senior guard, three-point shooter, missed it. Long rebound. It is Toby Moore getting it on the arc. He missed his jumper. And a good board by Deion Casey, 6'4 sophomore. He got the rebound and stuck it in. Quickly down the floor, scrambling for Sidney. He's in the lane in traffic, falling backwards. Awkward shot, way short. Rebound Butler, which is up 4. 13-9, 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Butler's outplayed Sidney through the first 8 minutes. Dribbling is Seth Blakely on the arc. Three-point shooter, left wing Butler. Chucked up there by Toby Moore. It rims. Weak side rebound comes down to Daniel for Sidney with 7 seconds to go in the period. Sidney's got to go. Not sure if Steele realizes it. Top of the circle, foul line. He is jammed on the play, fouled. 1.2 left. Sidney will throw it in.
Good foul. That was only their first foul of the quarter.
And given as tightly as Butler's played defense, that's remarkable.
Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Head coach John Willoughby signals play number 5 below the rim. 1.2 to go. Sidney pitches in on the arc to New. New dropped the pass. And that's how the quarter closes. Advantage Butler, both ends of the court. First 8 minutes. Vandalia Butler, 13, Sidney 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And welcome back here to the Student Activity Center at Butler on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Head coach John Willoughby wanted an explanation from the officiating crew. Chuck, I could read his lips. I've never seen a flop when my player tried a 3-point basket.
Yeah, well, I mean, they it is a call. I just didn't think it was a correct call.
I've seen it when you try to defend and you flop in an attempt to fake the charge. But, well, anyway, Sidney with a quick shot to start the second. It is no good. Rebound Butler, bad pass, stolen by Sidney. Yellow Jackets, 4-4 to a right, down by 4. Spradling on the arc, gives it up to Steele. No stop and go move. Look at that acceleration to the rack and a foul on Butler as Steele beat 2 men to the rim. Boy, did he spurt.
He is quick.
13-9 Butler, 7:23 to go, second quarter. Chuck, it feels like Butler should be ahead by 7-8, more points than 4, because Butler's outplayed Sidney, clearly. Yet, Sidney's only down 4. Steele at the line, first shot no good, second one upcoming.
Well, Sidney missed 2 or 3 easy shots, but they're getting a lot of those shots are getting deflected also.
Steele shoots at the free throw line and hits it. 13-10, Butler up 3. Yeah, Rusk and his teammates have been altering some shots taken by Sidney below the foul line. That's been key so far, intimidation by Butler. Julius Rusk is being guarded now by Ethan New. Also shading his way, Rusk's way, is Tanner Snyder for Sidney. On the arc, Butler's got the basketball. It's T.J. Green. Hits a teammate in the right corner. A long tray by Blakely is good. Seth Blakely in off the bench, 5'10 senior guard. He is at 44% on threes for the year. He shows us why. He poured one in from distance. He wasn't picked up. 16-10 Butler, 6-point advantage. Sidney with the ball outside the arc, left corner. It is Steele. Steele's hemmed in, goes baseline, throws to Spradling, punched out of bounds by Butler.
Well, watching so far, and it's the first time we've seen Sidney this year, but they dribble too much. It's just there's not a lot of movement. There's a lot of dribbling.
Yep.
And one-on-one.
Need more cutting, more passing. Less bouncing the ball on the floor, that's for sure. And Sidney tries to throw it inbounds below the basket. And there is a five-second count. Don't know that it was quick. It was maybe four and a half. Nonetheless, Sidney's Jace Daniel looked and looked some more. Whistle blew. Butler ball. Second five-second out-of-bounds call in this game. One on each team. 6:22 left, second quarter. Sidney stymied with 10 points in the first 10 minutes of this game. Butler rotates to Green, head of the key. He looks inside for Rusk. News on his back. Now the guard, T.J. Green, spreads the court. He's at the center line. Goes left wing to Tamari Moore, 6-foot sophomore. Now way back out high to Green. Here's a handoff on the play to Blakely. Back to Green. Little give and go. Up and good. What a shovel shot by Green. 8-point lead, Butler, 18-10. Azon Steele on the arc for Sidney. Steps back, shoots a long one, up and through. Wow, over Tamari Moore. Steele made it look easy. He was within 21, 22 feet, was defended, and said, I'll try it from 25 or 6.
That was really a smooth shot right there.
18-13, Butler by 5. Sidney on the attack. It's thrown to Rusk. Hit the foul line. Nearly tackled by a Sidney player. Then he throws it away. Intercepted by Daniel. They head to Spradling. One-on-one against Tamari Moore. And Spradling blew it. Rebound saved by Butler. Aviators have got the ball. Another close-in shot that was challenged. But Sidney can't get him to go.
Yeah, you got to be strong with that. Can't try to flip it.
3 minutes gone. Second quarter, 18-13, Butler. Here's Rusk in the post. Got away with a back step and a walk. Threw it to a teammate in the right corner. Green missed the triple. Rebound below the basket. Butler push off Sidney. Hard for me to believe, Chuck, when I look at Butler's schedule. Can't believe the opponents who beat them three of the last four. Wow.
Yeah.
Rusk gets a breather. He's a man. He walked past us to the bench just a second or two ago. Yeah. Sidney needs to make hay with him out.
Only a junior.
Yes. Here's Vandervoort, top of the circle for the Aviators. Gives it up to Tamari Moore, and his three-point shot has some Elmer's glue on it, and it sticks between the rim, the flange, and the backboard.
Well, it was an ugly release, so that was probably what that shot should have ended up doing.
Exactly.
But it's Butler ball, because held ball possession, so it would be Butler's ball.
Yep, the arrow decides it. Butler gets it. Oh, out of bounds play. Worked beautifully. Layup by Vandervoort. Low on the right is in. Kellen Vandervoort comes off the bench. Sinks a deuce. Nicely disguised out of bounds play below the rim by Butler, which leads by 7, 20-13. Here's Azon Steele giving up to Spradling. Right wing to Daniel. He's got an avenue to the rim. Drives the basket, overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Spradling. He blew it. Another offensive board by Sidney. Daniel, yes, and a foul on Butler. Good, hard-nosed offensive rebounding. Good stick fortuitousness by the Yellow Jackets to get a field goal and an and one for Jace Daniel coming up.
Good job by Jace Daniel, but I'll tell you what, Spradling at 5'10", I thought his head was above the rim on his rebound. That kid was up there.
Oh, yeah, he was even.
He kept it.
His nose was even with the second tier of stance here at Butler. Free throw off the iron, but Daniel rebound Butler. 20-15 Aviators, 4 minutes gone, second quarter. Vandervoort gives it up outside the arc on the left to T.J. Green. To Vandervoort cutting, he bobbled the ball, moving screen, set out high by Butler. That'll cost him a possession. Turnover, Aviators. Sidney ball back, chance to cut in to this Butler lead. Again, Chuck, it feels like Butler should be up more. Sidney's only down five, one possession away from making it a 2 or 3 point game.
Yeah, well, yeah, 5 point game. They're right in this thing. 4 minutes.
Russ,
four to go in a half.
Russ got a respite for Butler for about a minute. He's back on the hardwood. The big man at 6'4" in the post. New guards him. Russ guards New. 30 feet away, steal for Sidney. On the bounce around to Mari Moore. Hooks it deep left corner, opposite side of the floor. Three-point shooter for Sidney, lets it fly, and it's good. A bomb by Tanner Snyder. That's what the Jackets needed. Tanner Snyder hoisted one in from long range. He was nearly out of bounds. 3:14 to go, first half. Sidney within two. 20-18, Butler. On the bounce is T.J. Green. Coach Holderman says, what are we doing here? Green, 3 feet from the center line. Rusk sets a screen 40 feet away. Green veers left. He has an open avenue to the lane. Drives, goes opposite, kicks it far corner. Vandervoort and Sidney tagged it out of bounds. Jackets nearly stole it. Aborted play there, but Butler, it didn't work. Butler out of bounds, baseline, right of the rim, almost in the corner. Ball lobbed to Vandervoort, center circle. Now to T.J. Green, high-low action coming up here for Butler. 2:43 left to go, third quarter. Two-point lead, Aviators. Right baseline fadeaway, 16-footer, good! T.J. Green pumped it in. He's got a nice lift. Good fade action. Sidney didn't guard him well enough. Lead is four for Butler, 22-18. Steal, herky-jerky behind the back in the lane. It is blocked on the play by the Butler player. He retrieved the ball but had not established himself on the court of play.
Yeah, he couldn't step back in. Good block.
Out of bounds to Sidney, right of the basket. Playmaker Snyder, 22-18 Butler, 2:22 left first half. Snyder ball high overhead, fires into New against Rusk. Thought about shooting, buffed the ball momentarily, gave it to Steele. Steele fakes left, goes right. On the arc to Snyder. Snyder hustles into the lane. A banker is good, and he's fouled. Hacked on the arm is Tanner Snyder. He comes to the rescue with a three and a deuce and an and one here. He was cracked on the elbow as he pumped in the shot outside the paint, about a 10-footer. Sidney within a bucket, 22-20. 2:10 to go, first half. Free throw, Tanner Snyder. It lipped the rim. Rebound to Rusk of Butler. T.J. Green over the timeline, 35 feet away. Now he's at midcourt. Beers left. T.J. Green back to Vandervoort. Almost walked. Fed it on the play to Tamari Moore, 6 foot sophomore. Butler slows it down momentarily. 1:48 to go, second quarter. Here's Moore, gets a screen. Foul line behind it. 18-footer. Bingo! Tamari Moore. Dead center on the shot. Good looking 10th grader. 24-20. 4 point lead, Butler. 90 seconds to go, first half. Spradling on the arc for Sidney. Near side throw to New, back to Spradling. Spradling 30 feet away. Snyder left corner. To Azon Steele, more on him. Height advantage, Butler. 1:16 to go, first half. Sidney down four. Steele gets a screen. 35 feet away, can't use it. Gives it to Daniel. to Spradling. Elbow jumper, 16-footer. In, out, no good. Rusk is over the back. Foul. Butler knew a great position. It is no longer common. Aviators over the limit. Sydney will shoot two. Fifth foul on the home team here in the second stanza. 64 ticks on the clock. It is 24-20. Butler leading. Sydney's got to start cashing in at the free throw line. This one by New is pure. It is dead center. 24-21. Butler by three. Second shot, Ethan New. Sydney's got Miles Steenrod in the game now. 6'3 junior forward. New second one, featherlight touch, front rim, backboard, front rim, side rim, got it. Just how he planned it. 58 seconds to go, first half. Sydney trailing by two. Blakely, left corner, gives it to Vanderbilt. Dribble drive off his foot, out of bounds. Sydney a chance to tie or take the lead. 54.7 left here in the second quarter. Tanner Snyder back in for Steenrod for the Yellow Jackets. Here comes Spradling up and over the timeline. Ball prone right side. Oh, it's telegraphed. Picked off by Tamari Moore. One-on-one against Spradling. Lays it up too hard. No good. Rebound Rusk. Oh, that's easy. Does it for Julius Rusk. 26-22 Butler. Sydney's live ball turnover led to a field goal by Butler. Here's Daniel outside the arc. He sees a crease in the Butler defense, and he slants right through it. He's grabbed. Two free throws, Sydney. 29.8 to go, second quarter. 26-22, Aviators. Jace Daniel, foul line for the Jackets. He's got a pair. He eyes the basket and makes. 26-23, Butler on top of three. Under half minute to go, first half of play. Jackets need to capitalize on this free throw, then play good, solid D at the other end. Shot by Daniel up. Yes. A pair. Each of them right through. 26-24. Sydney down a bucket. Butler to midcourt. 24 seconds to go, first half. It's Green, 35 feet away. Throws it to Tamari Moore. Hits a cutter down the lane. Well done play. Toby Moore got the pass from Tamari and laid it through. 10 seconds to go, first half. Sydney trails by four. Spradling dribble drive into the lane. On the arc to New. Back to Steele. 3 seconds to go. Long one, 30-footer. Steele. No good off the flange. First half closes. Butler 28, Sydney 24 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Sydney Yellow Jackets trail the Vandalia Butler Aviators 28-24. Butler up four at the halftime break. As I think back, Chuck, Sydney's not led in this game. Sydney's been behind the whole way, as many as eight on at least one occasion, 20-13 with 4 minutes plus left to go in the second quarter. Sydney had a couple possessions to get even with a two or three, couldn't get it done. On one of them, a bad pass led to a quick live ball, turnover, and field goal at the other end of Butler. Butler leads before, feels like it should be a bigger deficit than that for Sydney. Let's hope the Yellow Jackets have a good second half of play coming up.
Sydney has to just look at the fact that they didn't play great, especially offensively, and they're down 4 points. So
right,
they've got a lot to build on here in the second half.
Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, Butler has a 15-10 rebounding advantage, 5-4 offensive. Butler turned it 6 times, Sydney 5. Both teams valued the basketball pretty well in the first half. 3-4 from the free throw line for the Aviators. Yellow Jackets 5-8. Individual scoring for Butler. They were led by Rusk with 7. They got 6 out of Vandervoort. He had a nice first half. TJ Green and Tamari Moore each had 4. They got 3 from Seth Blakely, 2 from Toby Moore, 2 from Dion Casey. 13-15, 28 for the half. Sydney led by their leading scorer in Azon Steele with 7. They got 5 from Tanner Snyder. Nice job off the bench. 4 from New, 4 from Daniel, 2 each from Spradling and Caleb Lee. They scored 9-15, and they trail it 28-24 at the half.
I'm sure Coach Holderman of Butler likes the fact he got 21 points from players other than Rusk in those first two quarters.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got a great player, but Sydney did a good job of playing him front and back. And Butler had to go to something different, and some people scored for him.
The Jackets offensively, Chuck, very tight windows, not many good clean opportunities to shoot the ball. Some short shots were altered, deflected. A few bunnies just flat out missed.
Yep.
Sydney's got to convert on more of those.
Yep. Yeah, they got to take advantage when they got the ball inside, that's for sure.
Halftime brought to you here on scoresbroadcast.com by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953. And 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Here we go, second half on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Sydney Trails, Vandalia Butler, 28-24. Butler leads it as we start the third quarter of play. A proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. And Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Thank you so much, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Second half underway. Rusk with a hard drive down the right side of the lane. Doesn't shoot it. Instead passes 20 feet away to Vandervoort. Oh, my goodness. He caught it, made a nifty driving layup with the left hand, and Butler's four-point halftime lead is six with a minute gone here in the third. Long three ball, steal, right side of the floor. Swisheroo! He bombed one in from out on I-75, Chuck.
Hey, he was in the wrong lane. Nice shot.
30-25, or I should say 27, in favor of Butler, which misses a quick jumper. And here's a fast break. Outlet Manu to Spradling, driving layup. Got it. Five quick points by Sydney. Down 30-24, they cut it to 30-29. Here's Butler dribbling out of control, twisting his way to the rim, all the way to the bucket. Shot missed on the play by the Aviators, but a foul hooked on the arm was Toby Moore, Jr. You talk about a frenetic pace, Chuck. He was in a race to get somewhere fast.
He went through like four defenders to get to the rim.
Yep, three or four black shirts reached and reached, finally fouled him. Luckily for Sydney, he did not get the and one. Shot was no good, but the free throw is in. Toby Moore Jr. makes it. 5'9" junior guard, brother Tamari, 6-foot sophomore guard. 31-29, Butler, free throw long, good rebound, New. Sydney a chance to tie, up the floor to Daniel. Daniel hurries into the half court, goes baseline, and hoists a pass into the bleachers, out of bounds. Turnover, Sydney. Chance to get the game tied up there, and Sydney comes away with an empty possession. Carelessness leads to a possession for Butler, which is up but two. Nobody guards Tamari Moore. He steps inside the arc. Let's go a long deuce. Missed it badly. Rebound Sydney. Down a bucket. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Here's Daniel on the arc to Steele. Steele steps back. He's online with the three. It hit the heel of the rim. Long rebound Butler. Quickly down the floor, Green. Oh, look at the body control. Left-handed shot is good. Whistle after the made goal by Green. What's been called? Butler up before, 33-29. And we've got a technical whistled against a Butler player.
Taunting.
After the made shot. Taunting, I agree
with
it.
I read his lips.
I agree with it. Clamp down on that stuff. Daniel shoots technical free throws for Sydney, which trails before 33-29. Make it three with 5:59 to go, third period. Jace Daniel again. Foul shot, technical variety for Sydney. Up and through. 33-31. Butler in the lead, but two. Green, who made that nifty shot, couldn't help but...
He had to say something about it afterwards. His team. That's selfishness.
Yeah, he stuck it in the face of Sydney with words, and the official caught it. Here's an off-balance drive, a steal of Sydney in traffic around Rust. Blew it badly. Good D by Butler. Rebound down to the Aviators, who are up to 33-31. Oh, there's a walk. Good call by the outside referee. Seth Blakely strolled into the lane and glided as if he was in air. And
the defense doesn't agree with it, but I think he traveled.
No question. 33-31, turnover Butler. Sydney gets it back. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Oh, here's a good look down inside. What a pass by Steele. Hit an open man, Lee cutting to the rim, and he is chopped up from behind. Foul against Tamari Moore of Butler in the act of shooting. Sydney coming out, Chuck, third quarter. A little more focus, I would say.
Yeah, offensively, they're playing a little harder.
Here is Caleb Lee shooting a couple. Chance to tie for Sydney, and it's good. 33-32, Butler. Second shot upcoming. Ball bounced once, twice, three times. Belee spins the ball in his palms. It's in the air, and he makes it. Tie game at 33. Mark it down. Sydney drew even with 5:18 to go in the third quarter. Quickly down the floor, Butler. all the way below the basket, stopping but walking and dragging the pivot foot is Vandervoort. Another good call.
Boy, I tell you, and what happens? Butler's lost all these games, 3 out of 4. It starts getting in their head when the other team starts coming back on them.
That's a good observation, Chuck. Sprandling on the arc for Sydney. Jackets try to make it hurt. Here's Steele outside the arc on the left. Fadeaway shot, 23-footer. It hit the back frame. Long rebound to Butler, quickly down the floor. Thrown right wing to Tamari Moore. His 17-footer circles the rim and comes off. Rebound Jace Daniel ahead to Sprandling for Sydney. Jackets need to get New a touch on the inside, although Rusk is on him. Ball flare, left corner Daniel to New. Back to Jace. Jace cuts into the head of the key, bumped off his spot. Bad foul, not called. Little give and go. Daniel on the finish. Brilliant play by Sydney. Give Daniel the two-pointer, and Sydney's got the advantage, 35-33. Pressure by Sydney in backcourt. Butler having a lot of difficulty. Timeout, Aviators. Sydney 35, Butler 33. 4:18 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Oh, you feel a momentum shift, don't you, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Sydney's come out shooting the ball better, handling Butler's pressure. And the other thing they're doing, Rusk, not only not really scoring, he's not rebounding.
No, he's not touching the ball. Sydney doing a good job and everybody else. Rusk, a non-factor at the moment for Butler. Sydney's got a two-point lead, 35-33. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Butler possession, top of the circle. Tamari Moore, hand off to Green. Straight away, it's dealt to Blakely. High post to Rusk against New. Rusk twisting, turning, splits a couple defenders, and he's tagged on the arm. He'll get a couple of free throws to stop an easy bucket there. He just about had to foul. Rusk does a lot of diving. He'll leave his feet a little prematurely as he's turning. He's got the maneuverability of a guard in the paint. Foul shot by Rusk is no good. Much too hard. Sydney up two. 3:52 left, third quarter, 35-33 Jackets. Second shot, Julius Rusk. Spins the ball on his fingertips. That one banked and rolled around and came out. In and out on the bank attempt.
Doesn't hold the ball, really. I mean, his release is not very good.
I'd agree. Spradling generated the rebound for Sydney. Threw it up to Lee. On the arc to Steele. Big possession. Jackets here. Head coach John Willoughby standing, looking on. Ball lob to Caleb Lee. Elbow on the left. Back to the basket. Oh, hits a cutter. Oh, a great pass. Daniel couldn't finish. She overshot it. Blew the layup. High dribble down the floor, but Butler. Here's a running bank shot. It is too hard. Missed on the play, but Toby Moore. Rebound flies out of bounds. Far side of the court. Touch by Butler.
Well, I'll say again, Sydney doing a wonderful job on Russ, keeping him off the boards.
Yeah. They are abiding him, walling him off the glass. Two-point game. Sydney's got the lead. Big possession. Steele straight away. Three ball. Swish! Swish! Azon Steele sends Sydney on top of five. 38-33. 2:54 to go, third quarter. Four court to her right. Butler's got the ball. Ethan New gets the mitts on it. He grabs the leather and he draws a tie-up. Alternate arrows. Butler possession. Good ball hawking there, but New for Sydney. Next arrow goes to the Jackets. 2:52 left, third quarter. Big stretch of this game. Final three of the third quarter of action. Baseline left of the rim. Inbounding Seth Blakely. Senior guard, 5'10 player for Butler. Lobs on the arc. It goes to Troy Fletcher. 5'11 junior is in, out of Blakely. Left corner pass to Deion Casey, 6'4 sophomore, as Coach Holderman has subbed freely late in this third period. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Sydney. Butler tries it again. Sydney with a good defensive third period. On the arc, it's Vandervoort. Swings it straight away. Picked up a lead. Weave is on. Here's Blakely. Near side to Fletcher. Daniel all over him on the arc to Vandervoort. Straight away, Blakely dribbles down the left side of the lane. Spradlin gets a mid on the pass, and it's stolen by Sydney. Gotten back by Butler. Blakely on the arc, 35 feet away now to Vandervoort. Oh, what defense by Sydney here in the third. Good overplay by Spradlin out high. No foul call made. Good no call. Near side to Casey. Casey hits a teammate, Toby Moore, driving down the lane. Awkward shot, deflected by Sydney. Here come the Jackets the other way. Spradlin pulls up on the arc, goes to New. New back to Spradlin. Key possession right now. Sydney up five. Azon Steele for three. He clangs off the rim short. Rebound down to Butler. Here's Blakely on the go. He circles the wagons and then makes a bad pass to midcourt. Saved on the play by Vandervoort. It nearly went out of bounds into our laps. 1:33 left in the third. Sydney still by five. No one scored in nearly 2 minutes. Here's an elbow jumper outside the lane to the left by Troy Fletcher. He's got it for Butler. 5'11 junior guard cuts Sydney's 5-point lead to three. Jace Daniel 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. Good hedge by Butler. Sydney thwarted 40 feet from the basket. Here's Steele. Dribbling to Daniel. 30-footer, but Jace is off the heel. Good box out by Butler. Fouling over the shoulder is Lee for Sydney.
He did a good job, and at the last second, he kind of grabbed his shoulder, and the outside official saw it. It was a correct call.
Yep. Yep, under a minute to go, third period. Sydney was up 38-33 with 2:57 left here in the third. It's 38-35, Sydney, and Butler will bring it down momentarily. Understand that Jackson Center leads Botkins by 11. Midway, fourth quarter, big game in the county in the SCAL tonight. Boys action, Jackson Center over Botkins. Here is Vandalia Butler in backcourt having trouble. 10-second count is on. I don't think they're going to make it. Oh, they do. Just in the nick of time. Up the floor to Fletcher. Here's a right corner three. Setting and shooting is Vandervoort. Way short. Rebound Manu. Here's Sydney up the court in a hurry. Two on two. Spradlin, Daniel. Shot fake. Reverse layup. Foul. Butler.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was an incredible box out and rebound by New on this end of the floor.
Yep. Yeah, New has gone unnoticed. He's not showing up in the scorebook. Boy, is New for Sydney getting a lot of the little things done, the nuances being performed by Ethan New. No pun intended. Free throw, Daniel got it for Sydney. 39-35 Jackets. 31 seconds to go, third quarter. Next big free throw. High Archer. Yes, it's pure. Right on the money. Free throw shooting, third quarter. Good for Sydney. 40-35 Jackets. 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Troy Fletcher, 30 feet away for Butler. And he throws it into the corner. Touched by Sydney. Deflected out of bounds. 20.2 left. 40-35 Sydney. Ball thrown for Rusk in the lane. Good overplay by New. What a steal. Long outlet to Daniel. Oh, what a pass. Fed it to Spradlin, who barreled in from the right wing, and he was decked. He'll get two if he can get up off the floor. That was a football play, but Butler. Julius hobbles to the free throw line. What defense on Rusk. Last trip down the floor. New anticipated the pass. Wrapped around, got his body in line, stole it from Rusk. fine anticipation by Ethan New. The fast break was on. First free throw, Spradling is good. Sydney's got its biggest cushion. 41-35. Second shot, Spradling up and through. 42-35. Sydney, 14 seconds to go. Third quarter, needs some D here. Stymied in backcourt is Butler. Six to play. Midcourt, right wing Fletcher. Fadeaway 15-footer. Swish with 2 ticks to go. Sydney led by 7. Fletcher scored. Good looking jump shot. He played nicely off the bench. Late third quarter for Butler with 2 fielders. Sydney's ahead by 5. 42-37 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Oh, my goodness. Red-hot free throw shooting by Sydney in that third quarter, Chuck.
Well, they were 8-for-8, and Butler was 1-for-4. And they held Butler to 10 points that quarter.
And how many did Sydney get?
Sydney scored 18.
And the Jackets lead by 5, had led by 7. Opening 15 seconds, fourth quarter of play. 42-37, Sydney. Jackets have erased a halftime deficit. Here's Daniel. Here's Azon Steele. They clear out for Azon. He drives. Oh, it's blocked on the play by Tamari Moore. And then he is bear hugged and fouled by Sydney. Good defensive play by the Aviators at Tamari Moore, 6 feet tall. That's got to be a mistake, but that's what it says on the roster. He plays like he's 6'3 or 4. Here's Rusk in backcourt for Vandalia, and he's fouled. Boy, you don't want to pile up fouls too early.
No.
You'll get to 5 too quick, and the other club will be shooting 2. 7:30 to go in the game. Sydney 42, Butler 37. And we've got the inbounds pass made by Butler, and a push-off is made by Butler to become available to receive the ball. Sydney says, thank you very much. Inbounding far side is Daniel for the Yellow Jackets. Inbounding midcourt to Spradling. I think 5 of the last 9 years, the visiting team wins the Butler-Sydney game. Butler won at Sydney earlier. Sydney trying to return the favor once again this season by taking the game from the Aviators at the Student Activity Center. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Sydney weaving, top of the circle, Steele. Rust chases him. Steele ducks under and banks it in. Oh, athletic, acrobatic, awesome. What a play by Steele. He got Tamari Moore and Rust to leave their feet and scored a 10-footer. Kissed one in off the window. 54-37. Sydney by 7. 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. Rusk, deep right corner for Butler, hangs on. Pitches out back to Toby Moore. Shake and bake. Doesn't shoot the foul line. Jumper goes to Tamari. Near side to Fletcher for 3. Way short. Ball caroms. Right corner. Out of bounds. Sydney's got people shooting it for Butler who shouldn't be. Rusk with no touches.
Yeah, well, and when he does touch the ball, they're all over. New's doing a great job on him.
Oh, what a second half for the Jackets. 6:18 to go in the game. 44-37 Sydney. New top of the circle. Feeds right corner. Spradling stolen. Nice play by Fletcher. Fletcher gives it up to Toby Moore. His pass for Russ. Intercepted, but Daniel knocked out of bounds by Butler. 6 minutes left. Butler coaching staff irate. Sydney outplaying Butler now. Second half belongs to the Jackets. Midcourt with the ball. It is Daniel. Mattis Bradlin up and over the timeline. Picked up by Green, who's back in now. Green shifts to Daniel. Daniel on the bounce down the lane. Carves out space. Goes to the rim. No good, but a foul. Daniel shoots two. Sydney has been searing hot at the free throw line. They've been on fire. Up seven. Chance to take it to nine. 5:43 to go, fourth quarter.
Now this is going to be Daniel's eighth and ninth free throws of the game.
Free throw by Jace. Oh, he's perfect. Swish. 45-37, Sydney. Jackets putting on a clinic at the stripe. Oh, this is special. Halftime adjustments by head coach John Willoughby, coaching staff, and the players. They have outperformed Butler here in the second half of this game. And Jace Daniel connects twice at the stripe. And Butler's got to meet up at the sideline with a timeout. Sydney's game now ahead by nine. 5:43 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Here's a steal. Butler throws it inbounds after the timeout, and Daniel swipes it. Ball thrown down low on the right to Lee. Lee's five-footer, in, out, in, out. Oh, tough break. Rebound Butler, action fast and furious. Here's T.J. Green, right down the pike, middle of the floor, up and good with the teardrop. 46-39, Sydney in the lead. It's a 7-point cushion, 5:12 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney led by 9 points, 46-37 with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Daniel, 30 feet away. Throws to Spradling, almost over and back. Spradling starts to drive, splits a couple defenders down the lane. Shot blocked, shot blocked. Spradling recovers, but he's out of bounds.
Yeah, it's tough to get to the rim. That was a nice block by Rusk.
Oh, this is a key stretch right here. Sydney's got to hold the fort. 46-39. Sydney hit the seven. It was 9 points in favor of Sydney before the Green field goal. Here's a long, long pass down the floor by Butler to Toby Moore in the right corner. Daniel on him. Ball pitched out back to T.J. Green. He's a man on a mission. Very good guard is Green. 5'10 senior. Ball thrown to the low post to Rust. He muscles from 7 feet. He's bothered on the play a little too aggressively. Foul called. Two free throws for Russ, who's not been real good at the stripe.
No, he's got kind of an ugly release. And I'll tell you, the other thing is, he caught that ball. He should have put it up. He was right under the rim. He came down with it. But look, he does not follow through at all. It's kind of a flick from this free throw.
And his first free throw is no good. Second shot, Julius Rusk for Vendaya Butler. That one is way off to the left. It almost stuck. Rebound to Sydney. 46-39. Jackets. 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. First time these two clubs played. Aviators missed 18 free throws. Here's Daniel. Here's Spradling. Here is Azon Steele at midcourt. 4:16 to go in the game. 46-39, Sydney. Steele's double team. Gets it to New. Scattered floor. Back to Steele. Steele double teamed again. Now to New. To Steele near the timeline. Timeout. Head coach John Willoughby. 4:04 to go in the game. Sydney ahead by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Up out in the county tonight, Jackson Center built a 15-point halftime lead, won by 11 over Botkins, 58-47. Jackson Center beats Botkins at the Tigers gym. And those two teams have now lost three in the SCAL, technically tied for second behind Rushi. 3:50 left to go, fourth quarter. Sydney spreads the floor a little bit in the half court, ahead by 7. 3:40 to go. Steele, midcourt on the bounce. He drives. He's open down the lane. A floater. It's good. Hayes on Steele. Heck of a play. Sydney up 9. 48-39.
That was Spradling.
I'm sorry, number 5 made the shot. And here's number 5 at the other end. Green for Butler. He drives into the lane. Oh, he dropped the ball. It hit the leg of number 5 of Vandalia Butler and went out of bounds. So on the heels of the great shot by Spradling of Sydney, Butler turns it over. 9-point spread, 48-39, 3:23 to go. Careless play by Sydney in backcourt. Picked up by Rust, and he double dribbles. Oh, that's a...
He did, absolutely.
He bounced it with both hands when he got the ball right away. And the official was all over it. Big turnover after the steal by Rusk. Gets it back to Sydney. 3:14 to go, fourth quarter. New up the floor, left corner. Good pressure by Butler. It's lost, out of bounds, off Sydney.
Boy, I tell you what, ball handling in this game has really slid for both teams.
Yep, both.
And let's give the intensity on the defense is the cause.
Yep, both clubs with menacing, harassing, or is it harassing?
Not harassing.
Sure where the
either one,
which syllable gets the accent, but that's the kind of defense that's being played right now. It's more than tenacious, it's hostile. 2:59 to go, fourth quarter. Oh, there it is. A great play by Lee. He steals it from Vanderbilt. Down the court to Daniel. Daniel fakes the three ball. Good idea. Cross court to Spradling. Look at that herky-jerky move in the lane. 10-footer. No good. Hung on the rim, fell off. Rebound, Sydney. Long throw to Mari Moore. Driving layup, foul, Sydney. 2:39 to go, 48-39, Sydney. Two free throws to Mari Moore for Butler.
Well, Butler scored 2 points here in the fourth quarter.
Tell you what, Chuck, Sydney has outpointed Butler big time at the charity stripe. Tamari Moore shoots it up and in, and it is 48-40. Sydney in the lead by 8. Second shot to Mari Moore as the official and Coach Holderman for Butler separate, and I can see the floor. That's way long. Rebound right corner by Butler. Butler tracked it down. Good play by T.J. Green, and New pushed him.
Silly foul by New on that one.
And that's 5. 5 fouls on Sydney. Butler shoots 2. 2 fouls on the Aviators. They've got a couple to give. Sydney's over the limit. Much better foul shooter, T.J. Green at the line here for Butler, which is down by 8. Green shoots it up and in, 48-41. Sydney hanging on to a 7-point lead. Substitution Deion Casey, 6'4", sophomore, checks back in for Butler. He and Rusk are on the inside. How many points for Julius Rusk?
He has seven.
7 points for Rusk.
All in the first half.
He scored 35 on Tuesday. Second free throw, also good. Sydney's lead cut to six. Uh-oh. Pressure broken by Sydney. They attack other end. Great pass. Beautiful look. Spradling Daniel got it for two. 50-42 Sydney. Here's Green, top of the circle. Hand off to Rusk. New on him. Rusk holds it high overhead. Gives it to Tamari Moore. 2:13 to go in the game. 50-42 Sydney. Weave is on. Here's TJ Green. Green 30 feet away. Spradling checks him. Long lob into Rusk. It's a wild pass. Broken up by Sydney. Foul. Rusk going for the loose ball. Sydney's got him where they want him right now. It is a common foul on Butler. Sydney possession. Pressure applied. Ball looped up the right side of the floor. Spradling to Steele, who dribbles out of trouble. 1:55 to go. Nobody picks up Steele. Look at him go. He drives. Scores! Kazon Steele found a crack. In a way, he went through that crease.
A little quickness out there for Sydney.
Oh, man, does he have acceleration. 10-point lead for Sydney, the biggest. Long three ball by Green. No good. Long rebound to Green. Into Rusk. Muscles up the seven-footer. Missed it. Loose ball rebound. It is going to be Butler possession. Looked like Rusk was bugged.
Yeah.
On that last shot attempt. No call. Sydney got away with one there.
Well, there are times where somebody that physical, they don't get the calls.
Yep. Timeout, 1:28 to go. Sydney up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Understand that Delta St. John's leads Versailles at Versailles to 25 points in the fourth quarter tonight. Jackson Center beat Botkins by 11, 58-47. Here, Sydney 52, Vandalia Butler 42. Butler ball underneath the basket. Bad pass. Stolen by Steele. Down the floor to Daniel. Shot fake. Up and in. Up and in. 54-42, Sydney. Butler in deep trouble, holding foul, I think, on Sydney. On the inbounds by Butler. Head coach John Willoughby doesn't agree. 1:17 to go in the game, and Sydney has blitzed to a 12-point lead. So oftentimes, Chuck, it happens during the halftime break in the locker room. Adjustments are made, and the second half is polar opposite of the first. That's the case here tonight.
Well, Sydney came out. They're playing so hard defensively, and they have just done a wonderful job on Rusk.
Tamari Moore misses the free throw for Butler, which is 7 for 15 for the game. It's a poor foul-shooting team on the year, only 50%. And Sydney's 15 for 18 tonight. Daniel has been superb at the free throw line. Second shot, no good. Over the back on Butler. 1:16 to go. You talk about dominant second half. Sydney thoroughly outplaying Butler. Final two quarters. Here in backcourt is Steele to New to Steele. Right corner, Daniel hits an open man. Caleb Lee, layup is good. Caleb Lee on the finish. 56-42.
I'll tell you what, watching Sydney, I don't know how they lost.
Oh, here's Vandervoort. Sneaks in left baseline. Shot short, no good. Shot short, no good. Rebound stick back again. Missed. Butler still got it. Tamari Moore throws it to Green. Top of the circle. Stolen away by Spradling. Spradling races down the floor. Feeds the cutting Daniels. Layup good. 58-42. Sydney with a late game blitzkrieg. Intercepted pass by Steele. Butler's come unglued. Steele, Spradling, got it. Two more. 60-42. 20 seconds to go. Sydney pouring it on. 18-point lead, Yellow Jackets. Long three by Green of Butler, no good. Weak side rebound by New. Sydney will dribble away the final 10 seconds. And for the sixth year, in the last 10, the visiting team wins this game. The season series is split. Butler wins at Sydney. Sydney wins at Butler. Sixth time in the last 10 years this has occurred. Sydney simply made halftime changes and came out and played Yellow Jacket basketball. Final two quarters. Head coach John Willoughby, his staff and players got it done and thumped the Aviators in the third and fourth. Final score, 60-42. Halftime count was 28-24. So Sydney outscored Butler by 22 points.
Yep,
22.
Held them to 14 points in the second half. They just did a fabulous job.
Oh, we'll return to wrap it up. We'll hear from our commercial sponsors. Sydney 60, Butler 42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring, Chuck. Wow, what a finish by Sydney. Last two quarters, Yellow Jackets were dynamite. May have played their best third and fourth quarters back-to-back in a game all year and simply ran Butler off the floor. And I think it starts with the defense of Ethan New on the inside against Julius Rusk. Held Rusk in check. I didn't think there was a way that you could stop Rusk. I thought, well, if you could slow him down, control him to some degree. Ethan New defined that word stop. He put the clamps on Rusk in the second half.
Absolutely. Rusk had 5 points in the first quarter. He had 7 points for the game. So talk about adjustments. And New, who only scored 4 points, is going to be one of my two players of the game when we get to Clancy. Because what he did, you don't have to score to have an outstanding basketball game.
The free throw shooting difference bad in this game was amazing.
7-16 for Butler, 15-18 for the Yellow Jackets.
Unbelievable show by Sydney here tonight. First half was one that Sydney, I think, was fortunate to be within four after two quarters. And then the Yellow Jackets, like a lightning rod, boy, a spark. a spark got lit up third quarter. And if Vandalia undressed Sydney defensively first half, Yellow Jackets undressed the Aviators with their great defense in the second half.
I think the term that the young people use now is Sydney came out and dog walked Butler in the second half.
Suffocated him. Suffocated him.
Let's look at the scoring on the odd for Butler. They had a 28-20 rebounding advantage and 9-4 on the offensive boards, but they turned the ball over 16 times, 10 times in the second half. Sydney only turned it 8 times for the game. That was terrific. Individual scoring, Vandalia had one player in double figures, and that's T.J. Green. He had 10. Vandervoort had 8, and they got 7 from Julius Rusk. I'm going to go with Vandervoort. I thought he had a pretty good game for Butler as my Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, Jace Daniel, terrific night, 18 points, 17 for the leading scorer, Azon Steele. I'd let him shoot the ball anytime he wanted to. And Spratling added 10. My players of the game on this side are going to be Jace Daniel and where'd he go? Ethan New.
Okay. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, my. What a splendid show by Sidney here tonight. John Willoughby's club was sensational in the second half, outscoring Vandalia Butler by 22 points. 22-point difference, final two periods. Yellow Jackets get it done to advance to 14-3 on the year. Now 13-3 in MVL games for the Sidney Yellow Jackets. They've got no rest. They come right back tomorrow. 5:30 varsity start at St. Mary's.
5:30.
Before going to Northmont on Tuesday at Tip. At Tip, 1 week from tonight.
That'll be a big game.
Home with Tecumseh Tuesday, February 11th at Greenville for the season finale on Friday, February 14th. Sidney Yellow Jackets, a club to be reckoned with, Chuck. Defensively, suffocating performance. And Sidney's got a variety of playmakers who can make a variety of shots. They'll shoot the three. They'll take it off the bounce. They'll go to the cup against you. The mid-range is good. They'll fast break, get a second's notice, and they shoot free throws well and don't turn it over.
Right. I mean, that's a combination to win a lot of basketball games. I was impressed. Their half-court offense in the second half was a lot better.
Yep.
Their pressure on Butler picked up and doubled. And on the other side, they really handled the Butler pressure.
Meanwhile, Butler has lost four of five. Last five games, Butler's dropped four of them. Butler on Tuesday is home to Bellefontaine at Stebbins on February 7th. Home with Monroe on Tuesday, February 11th, and at Tip on Friday, February 14th, on back-to-back Fridays, the 7th and 14th. Sydney's at Tip. Butler is at Tip. So now Butler's in a real scrap to win its division
right
in the MVL with Tip. And Sydney sits two games ahead in the loss column of West Carrollton in its division of the MVL. So many thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It's in big demand. We serve Ohio and several additional states. At O'Reilly, we'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. Typical turnaround, just a week. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. For experienced machinists and other entry-level positions, contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. Butler won the JV game, is my memory correct?
Butler won the JV game. Sidney won the freshman game to remain undefeated.
Yep.
And then Sidney, what, in the varsity game, a tale of two halves. Boy, in the second half, they were as good as I think they can play.
Two out of three tonight for Sidney over Butler. Freshman and varsity get victories. Bodkins lost to Jackson Center. The Tigers won out in the county tonight in the SCAL. I think that final score was 58-47. I wrote it down. An 11-point difference won by Jackson Center over Bodkins. Halftime deficit was 15. It wound up 11. Now both Bodkins and Jackson Center have three setbacks in the SCAL. They're three in the loss column behind Rushi, which cannot be caught. Don't forget, tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com, we'll see the Tigers tomorrow, fresh off their win tonight against Bodkins, Jackson Center at Minster, the Cats against the Cats, the Tigers and the Wildcats from the Minster Gym. One thing for sure, Orange and Black will win that game tomorrow night.
You're absolutely right. And I think in the wild, my money's on the Tigers, but I think it's going to be a heck of a game at Minster tomorrow night.
60-42 here this evening. Sydney with a fantastic performance.
Yeah, boy.
What a job by head coach John Willoughby's team tonight, defeating Vandalia Butler by 18 points on the road. It's uncanny how it seems like every other year the visiting team dominates in this series.
Yeah, well, I mean, tonight Sydney didn't really, I mean, they made a few threes, but mostly they stole, got the ball inside. They did a great job of cutting to the basket. Mm-hmm. Their passing was crisp. Mm-hmm. That second half was a clinic.
Yep, sure was. It exactly was. And the next Tuesday, as we look ahead, we've got the Marion Local Girls at Rushi. It should be a fine game. Marion Local Girls at Rushi on Tuesday. Fort Loramie Girls at Rushi next Thursday. Airtime at 6:40 both nights from the Rushi Gym. Rushi Girls host Marion Local and then Fort Loramie on Tuesday and Thursday next week. A special girls contest coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night. As we noted, Jackson Center at Minster as those two boys teams clash. Airtime 6:40. For a great online listenership tonight, and we had a slew of folks in Sydney and throughout the county joining us. I saw a text from 365 Live that said at one point we had 2,300 IP addresses joined. That was in the third quarter. 2,300 joined at one point in the third period. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from Vandalia Butler, where the Sydney fans are happy. Big win for the Yellow Jackets over Vandalia Butler. 60-42 Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SecurCom. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on scoresbroadcast.com.